Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner through sexuality, specifically the energy phase. This is part of the new tantra for couples or individuals, detailed in the book Make Love Every Day. And so we're going to be getting into some more details of the energy phase here today. Before we do, a quick shout out to new listeners in Woodside, California. Thank you for this connection. Thanks for joining us today. We're so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just want to let me know what's going on in your world as you find your way, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. So connecting to your partner, once you've enjoyed the exploration phase and various levels of orgasm and you've explored that, then your next move is exploring how energy plays into the connection with your partner. And so at this point in your tantric journey, you have, number one, established trust, safety, grounding, right? That's the foundation. And then you have had a phase of exploration with your partner as in terms of what you enjoy, in terms of position, times of day, location, different toys, all kinds of different things, language, communication. And you've explored various levels of orgasm and what works for you, what works for your partner, what you like, what you don't like, as always being brutally honest through the whole process. If any of that is missing, you want to go back and shore up that foundation. It's critically important before we move on. Assuming you're ready for the energy phase, let's talk about that. So everything in the universe is made up of matter and energy and information. We used to think just matter and energy, but lately we understand that information is a component as well. Now, that means that you and your partner are made up of matter and energy and information. Now, you spent the first two phases of your sexual practice focused on the matter, that is, your amazing body and all that it can experience. Now let's focus on the energy. Within an orgasm is energy moving. The sense of electricity building, the release. This is all energy moving within you. Energy also builds and releases upwards in your partner. Now, this practice breaks down into three parts: connecting to your own energy, connecting to your partner's energy, and exchanging energy with your partner. Now, this is a lot to look at. So, first, we want to just connect to your own energy. Now, even as you sit quietly by yourself, you can feel energy flowing through you and around you. Now, rarely do we ever stop to pay attention to this in our daily life. But if you take a moment, you might be able to notice it. Now, while making love with your partner or by yourself, focus on the sensations of energy that are moving within you. This is an exercise for each partner within themselves. While you are together or while you are on your own. So as you near a climax, notice how the energy builds in one area, releases, and rushes upwards towards the crown. You can play with that by imagining drawing that energy up from the root chakra to the crown with every breath and see what happens when you do that. And you can turn that around. Play with pulling energy down through the crown to the root with every breath and see what happens then. You can imagine energy moving into the chakras and out the back. Or flip it around, send energy out the front of the chakras. What does that do when you are in the midst of lovemaking, either again with your partner or by yourself? It's a, as usual, a laboratory. It's a place where you can experiment and see how different things feel, see what you like, what you don't like, what is the effect that it has on you. But this time, we're just playing with energy. And as you practice, you'll be able to recognize it even more. It will become more so. If it's not obvious at first, don't worry about it. It can be very subtle. Now, when you're familiar with that energy movement, try connecting then to your partner's energy. See if you can feel differences in the energy within Vajra, within Yoni, when they are connected as one. You may be able to also feel energy moving in your partner when you touch them anywhere on the body. Practice. This can be a really fun kind of foreplay, really, to be able to just touch your partner anywhere. You can touch them somewhere quite not sexually to see if you can feel energy moving, and the whole exercise can lead to a larger experimentation session. So see if you can feel it. And as you practice, you will become more sensitive to it and more aware of it. And feeling your partner's energetic response can be as exciting as feeling their physical response. So imagine sending energy down from the crown to the root chakra and into your partner, or into your partner with your hands. See what happens. Emotions are just energy moving. So you might even like to imagine that you're sending love, sending joy, sending caring to your partner when you imagine this. Down the crown, down your crown, into your root, and to your partner, into your partner, and maybe up to their crown, or turn it around, into their crown, down to their root, into you, your root, up to the crown. Play with the movement in different directions. Play with having different emotions riding on that energy as a carrier signal. Now, once you feel fairly well versed at sensing and working with your own energy and sensing and working with your partner's energy, it's time to put them together. So try this. Imagine energy coming down into your head, down your spine, out the root chakra, and into the earth. You are a conduit for the energy. This is the energy of connection. This is the energy of all things. This is the energy of life and love, of your partner and of yourself. Now reverse the direction. Pull the energy up from the earth into the root chakra, up the spine, and out the crown. Do not impede the flow. Do not keep it for yourself. All the way up and out. What energy do you feel in the root now? Now, with each breath in, bring the energy up. And with each breath out, bring the energy down. Up, down. Up, down. Now breathe together with your partner, if you have one or choose to have one. You can match their breathing without them having to think about it. As they breathe out, sending energy out of the root, you breathe in, taking that energy into the root and up, out of the crown. Then you breathe out, sending energy down and out as they take that energy in through their root chakra and up and out the crown. Then they breathe out and send the energy back down through their root into yours as you breathe in and pull the energy up. Experience that for a moment the next time you are together. And this is a technique that you can play with quite by yourself, even in the presence of your partner, or just with yourself. It's very typical that, it's rare, let me go that direction with it, it's rare that both partners in a relationship are interested in playing with tantric techniques at the same time. Usually one person is interested, and the other's either kind of, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, heck no. One wants to be respectful. If they're at all open, you can play with this and you can work that energy, yours and theirs, if they are willing for you to do that. Again, consent is key. So when you're able to sync up, not just in body, but in breath and in energy, this is a wonderful type of openness and oneness to feel. This is part of the wonderful potential of your sexuality. But this also takes practice. So you might be listening to all of these instructions going, oh my God, that sounds like work. First I was having to pay attention to what I like and don't like and sensations in the body. And then I was having to pay attention to my partner's body and the communication and the language that we use. And then different levels of orgasm, and now I have to pay attention to my breathing and the energy, and well, yes. But that's why it's a practice. It's not a perfect, it's a practice. So, but that's why we start with one thing at a time, right? That's why you get to a point of experimentation where the physical methodologies are easy for you now, right? You have your favorite positions, your favorite communications, and now that doesn't require your attention. And you can place your attention now on the breath and just work with that for a while. And then once that's fairly automatic, you can place your attention on the energy and as the energy relates to the breath and work with that for a while. And so this is why all these earlier foundations have to become so automatic. Trust building has to be automatic. Safety, grounding has to be automatic. Every step builds on the other, right? That's why it's a practice. And there's always sort of that next thing you can try when you feel like you've mastered one aspect. And that's what keeps sexuality such an interesting laboratory for fun and experimentation and enlightenment of self as much as connection with your with a partner. And your connection with yourself is the most important relationship that you have. So it allows you to work on that as well as to work on connection with any partner that you may choose. So it takes practice. Keep at it. If it ever gets to be too much, take a break from all of it. It's just a practice. It's not a perfect. It should be fun. It should be experimentation. It should be joy. And so don't let it get too serious. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. Let me know what you're finding on your journey. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.